Good morning. If you would take and turn your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. And I would like to take this time just to thank Dr. Beal just for the investment and the opportunity to be able to present God's words. And also just to thank the stand that this college has. All those that have poured their life into this college, for this college to have a firm foundation on God's word to teach men and women to be able to go out and to minister in Christ's name. And you can't take that for granted. There are so many compromises that are in the world today, and this college is still standing firm. And I thank those that have encouraged and prayed for myself and my family for the last several years that we have been here. And I'd like to thank my wife for just her perseverance through high times, through low times, and just her faithfulness of always being there and encouraging and sometimes being that sounding board and having to kick me where I needed to be kicked just to get me moving and going. And I just thank her for doing that for the last 22 years. In today's message, we're going to talk about core values. Now, I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps. So when I say core values, there are two meanings there, C-O-R-P-S and C-O-R-E. So core values. Dealing with the Marine Corps has core values. Generation after generation of American men and women have given special meaning to the title United States Marines. These men and women live by a set of enduring core values. These core values are also called the pillars of the Marine Corps. It is honor, courage, and commitment. And honor, courage, and commitment, even though it is very significant for the Marine Corps, it's very significant for our Christian walk. These core values form the bedrock of the character of the Marines. The core values give Marines strength and regulate their behavior. They bond the Marine Corps into a total force that can meet any challenge. Well, as a Christian, there are many challenges that we face today. So my question to you is, what values are leading you in your Christian walk today? What values are steering you? The first value we're going to talk about is honor. When we go into Joshua chapter 1, verse number 6, it says, "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." And you know that pretty much a theme throughout Joshua is be strong and very courageous. Well, be strong and very courageous. How can you be strong and very courageous in a world that we live in today as a Christian, as a child of God? Well, in verse number 5, it says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." So how can you be courageous? How can you make that stand? Because God, who is your creator, your salvation, your sustainer, He dwells within every one of His children. So honor. When I talk about honor, in the Marine Corps, honor talks about integrity, responsibility, accountability. In the Bible, honor talks about to hold in high regard, to hold in high esteem, the highest priority. What is your highest priority today? Is it seeking God? Is it following God? Is it seeking the opportunities that He has put in your lap for ministry? You know, we think about ministering. We think about doing, serving God. And there are many times we don't think about both aspects of serving God. The first aspect of serving God is personally drawing closer to Him, called spiritual growth. It's called sanctification, dying of ourselves. And then a second aspect of that is being able to minister to others. What opportunity has God placed in your lap over this semester for this upcoming summer? Is it a missions trip? Is it an internship? Is it a possibility of working at camp? Is it going back home to your local church? Is that a priority in your life? Have you let God make that a priority in your life? Or are you holding something else at a higher honor? I have to work because I need money. Well, I have a significant other. I have a boyfriend, a girlfriend. Well, you know, I've been so busy over this semester, I just need to kind of kick back and relax. Are you going to relax on God, or are you going to keep Him your first love, your priority? Honor guides one to exemplify the ultimate in ethical and moral behavior, to abide by an uncompromising code of integrity, to respect human dignity. Honor causes you to act responsibly. It causes you to be accountable for your actions. It also causes you to fulfill your obligations and to hold others accountable for their actions. Honor. In Exodus 20:12 and Deuteronomy 5:16, everybody's familiar with that, honor thy father and thy mother. Well, what are you honoring? Do you honor your father and your mother? In Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. What do you have that you are not giving God your first fruits of? Is it your ability? Is it your time? Is it your wisdom? It's a challenge. God says to give all of thine increase, the first fruits, to Him. In 1 Peter 2:17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Honor the king. When you go through Revelation chapter 4, verse number 11, and also in Revelation 5, verse number 13, it says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Are you honoring God today with your life? Are you placing God as a high priority in your life? Are you seeking the opportunities that He gives you to be able to draw closer to Him, to be equipped by Him, to be used by Him to minister to others? So honor. What are you holding in high regards today? Courage. Courage is doing the right thing in the right way for the right reason. January 19, 2006, Lance Corporal Raul Mercado went out on a mission. We were in Fallujah, Iraq. Everything was the way it was supposed to be. All the procedures was upheld. All of his protective equipment was on. They went out. They had a successful mission. And on the way back, their vehicle hit an IED. And in that 1 second, the door was compromised, and his life was no longer. Raul Mercado sacrificed his life. He gave honor by his behavior, by conducting himself according to the Marine Corps values. He gave courage to his duty. He didn't back out. He did what he was supposed to do. And he also was committed in his actions by being there for his fellow Marines. He showed the courage that was needed to do the right thing for the right reason, no matter what the cost was, no matter what the circumstance was. Well, we as Christians need to have that same courage. That same courage that we can have that mental and moral and physical strength to carry us through any and all challenges and to help us overcome fear. What fear is in your life today that is causing you not to have courage? We read in the Bible already about courage. Where does that courage come from? That courage doesn't come from us. That courage doesn't come from the world. That courage comes from God, the one who dwells within us. It is God who gives us the courage to have the mental courage, the physical courage, the moral courage, to stand to do what is right. Well, how do we know what is right? We have God's Word that shows us and tells us what is right and what we need to do. This inner strength enables us to do what is right, to adhere to a higher standard of personal conduct. That is a whole aspect of separation. As a Christian, we have a whole different set of standards and personal conduct that we need to adhere to. Are you demonstrating courage to let others see that you are a Christian and you do have different standards than the world. That's your personal testimony to those lost folks that you work with, that you shop with, that you interact with on a daily basis. This courage will also allow us to make tough decisions under stress and pressure. There is example after example after example in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, of those that exemplified courage and overcome fear and overcome circumstances. Do you think Moses didn't have any fear of leading the whole people, of going and standing in front of Pharaoh, the most powerful man on the earth at that time? And God called Moses to go stand in front of him. Moses had to exhibit courage mentally, physically, morally. There's Daniel, there's Paul, and there's many examples. What circumstances are in your life today? What fears in your life today that is causing you not to draw closer to God, which is causing you to withdraw from Him instead of draw closer to Him, to depend upon Him, or to make that stand, of going, you know, that's not a good joke that you just said. I'm not going to listen to it. You know that language that you're using, you're talking that way, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to walk away, or I'm just going to let you know, hey, I don't appreciate that language. That's not language that glorifies my God. Are you making that mental, physical, and moral stand in courage to stand for God's ways? You have honor, you have courage, and we have commitment. On the Marine Corps, commitment is devotion to the Corps and my fellow Marine. Well, commitment is the spirit of determination and dedication that leads to the highest order of discipline for individuals or a unit. It is the ingredient that enables 24-hour-a-day dedication. It inspires the unrelenting determination to achieve a standard of excellence in every endeavor. Do you hold God in honor? Do you honor Him and hold Him in high regards? Do you allow His courage to indwell within you so that you can make a stand? Are you committed to Him? In Job 5, verse 8, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause. Have you committed your cause, your stance to God? Have you drawn closer to God to allow His cause to be your cause? Once again, I refer back to the opportunities that have landed in your lap, that God has put your way to be able to serve Him, to minister to others, whether it's in your local church here, whether it's in your local church back home over the summer, whether it's a ministry opportunity that He has given you, but you have pushed it aside because you need to work to have money to pay for college. You want to take a break and just get away from ministering. You want to relax. You want to spend time with your electronics and with all the technology stuff. There are many things that distract us that will cause us not to serve God, not to seek Him. We are in an environment right here that fosters us to grow closer to God, but even in this environment, we can still grow cold and callous because this environment doesn't have very much fire to refine us if we don't seek God daily. But when you leave this protective umbrella and you're away from the college, you're away from the environment that is fostered right here, what are you going to do over the summer? What are you going to do over your break? Are you going to actively pursue and seek God? Are you going to be committed to Him, devoted to Him and His cause? Are you going to take that opportunity that He has given you and pray about it and realize, you know, God, over these last 2 semesters, 3 semesters, 8 semesters, whatever it's been, You have provided for my needs. You have met the needs that are at hand. I'm going to trust You still and again for this summer. You have given me this opportunity. I want to seek it. I want to draw closer to You. I want to be equipped by You. I want to minister to others. I want to be committed to You and Your cause, Lord, and I trust in what You have for me. Because the decisions that you make today will affect you tomorrow. Are you going to decide to be committed to God today? Be committed to the opportunities that He's given you today? or are you going to push them off for your agenda? Or are you going to commit your cause to Him? Psalm 31:5, into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Psalm 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. No matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the fear is, commit it to God. He will bring it to pass. Everything is for a season. And those are seasons of growth for us to trust in Him. God stretches us to cause us to turn to Him, to purge us so that we will be meet for the Master's use. Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. There are many times I can give you example after example after example of myself, of my thoughts, of my ways, of my plans. I have plans. This is the way I'm going to do it. But if that's not what God wants it to be, there's going to be a lot of resistance. My plans in future, when I first came here, in here 3 years and I'm out, 4-year degree, have a nice day. Well, I've already been here for 4 years because God had a better plan. God had a purposing. God had some pruning to do. God had some teaching and some equipping. And if my plan would have been 3 years and out, I would have missed out on a lot. A lot. What is He pruning in your life today? What plan does He have for you today that you are trying to override with your plan? Commit your ways to Him. He will establish your thoughts. 1 Peter 4:19, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. God is our Creator. There's nothing that takes Him by surprise. We have talked about three core values, three pillars to stand on. These are three values that the Marine Corps, a secular organization, stand on and practice and preach and ingrain into your lifestyle. We've also talked about three values as a Christian that Christ wants us to have. First, to honor Him. Second, to stand in courage because He gives us that courage to stand for Him. And third, to be committed to Him in all that we do, all the opportunities that He gives us. You know, if you sit down in a stool, you have a four-legged stool. If I was to take that stool and cut a quarter of an inch off of one leg, you sit on that stool, no matter how you arrange that stool is going to be wobbly. But if you take a three-legged stool and you cut half an inch off of one leg and you sit on it, it's not going to wobble. You can take another leg and cut an inch off of that leg and sit on it. It's not going to wobble. It's going to be firm. It's going to be solid. It's not going to shake. Well, we have a three-in-one that we can trust in. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is a firm foundation that we can stand on. That is a foundation that we should not be afraid to be committed to, no matter what He has for you. Whether it's pruning, whether it's growing, no matter what it is. Are you going to stand on God today? Are you going to honor Him? Are you going to exhibit His courage and make a stand for Him? Are you going to be committed to the opportunities that He gives you for you to, one, grow spiritually closer to Him, and two, to be able to minister to others because He has equipped you and perfected you for His use? What values are leading you in your Christian walk today? What opportunities to serve has God given you that you are not submitting to because you have your own plans for this summer coming up? It's a question you have to ask yourself, and it's between you and God. Are you committed to Him? Are you going to allow Him to work in your life and to use you, Christian, college student, graduate?